Hello, this is Priscilla Jones, your host of Veterans Talk. And I guess I got another good episode for you because this topic is another incredible story of beyond belief. The quiet things that happen to our nation's veterans are unprecedented and unbelievable. Okay, so I found this incredible story from the Miami Herald via Google News source topics that I follow, with the United States Department of Veterans Affairs. The title of the article written by the Associated Press on December 10th, 2019 was entitled 82 Veterans Settle Lawsuits Against Leavenworth VA Employees. So now they got me thinking, oh my gosh, there's a sex abuse case going on at the Veterans Affairs Hospital? Oh my gosh. Well, at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, 82 veterans were sexually abused by a former physician assistant at the Veterans Hospital in that state. The PA, which is the Veterans Physical Assistant, was convicted in 2017 of aggravated sexual battery and aggravated criminal sodomy and sentenced to 15 years, 7 months in prison. The convicted former physician assistant was accused of groping and molesting patients at the medical center between 2012 and 2014. Now, in this unprecedented lawsuit, and of course it was dozens of lawsuits by the number of veterans that was involved, the victims all came together enraged that the US government, and this is just my opinion, I believe the article is re referencing the hospital in itself and its staff during those years, that the US government should have known that the physician assistant was a danger because of his past history of sexual inappropriate behavior and providing improper medical care. Look, flat out, he sounds like a pervert. And if the VA staff had many outstanding reports of his abusive conduct and still did nothing to him or confront him or gave him disciplinary actions not to do such consensual, relations, I believe, in my opinion, that yes, the VA is liable to pay out damages and compensation to all the victims that came across his path. Now, just a minute, I'll be right back for after this little station break. Okay. Now, the 82 veterans will split the settlement of $6.97 million, which each are receiving $82,000 each for their pain, suffering, and emotional distress as compensation. Oh God, I'm choking. For each, mind you, okay, is that all they agreed upon as fair compensation for what they've been through? Since we don't know the ratio between the 82 veterans that suffered at the hand of this miscreant, we don't know how many more were men, women, or their age. Probably the man had a preference. I'm referring to the physician assistant, okay, that he had a preference and didn't discriminate towards either sex, and the article really doesn't specify it vocally. Still, who can be amazed by the undercover actions of those we're trusting to care for us to be a degenerate, sexually obsessed care provider? I mean, come on, can this really go on under our noses, behind closed doors, every single day? Kudos to those brave 82, because it's stressful to go through a sexual abuse case in trial, hoping you'll be believed, going up against people who try to discredit you and flipping the script on them. And then to go to trial. Oh, excuse me. And then to go to trial only to get $82,000 as compensation? Oh, excuse me. A settlement? Who said that was a fair number? Nevertheless, I guess to avoid it becoming a longevity of time in court sentencing the physician assistant, okay, and the settlement was ample enough for the victims. Besides, who wants to relive that nightmare? Okay, so I'll be right back just a second to listen to the sponsor. So, if you're interested in the article, you'll find it in the Miami Herald's website. Hopefully, I can send a link to social media via my handle, US Army Watch 20, on Twitter and Instagram. Other than that, you can like or subscribe to Vets Talk on social media and wherever you get your podcast. As for my listeners, you can support my podcast through Anchor. Also, leave a voice message. I'll be sure to give you a shout out back on the topics that matters to you, the veteran. Thanks to all my sponsors, and until next time, I'm out.